Hey there, Activator. Here we are for Module 2, Day 1. And as we get started on this first devotional journaling time together, I just want to give you some pointers. One is to find a spot. It doesn't have to be a perfect spot. It doesn't have to be some holy-looking spot. It just needs to be a place that is kind of easy for you to focus. And is free from most distractions. Your spot probably shouldn't be in the middle of the chaos of your family. It probably shouldn't be in front of the TV while it's on. It probably shouldn't be anywhere near your cell phone. It should be a place where you can be with the Lord. And that, just another reminder, is to remove as many distractions as you can. You may need to turn the TV off. You might need to do this during a nap time with one of your kids. You might need to do this with your phone in the other room. Although I'm sure if you're listening to this, you may be using your phone, but maybe you can silence notifications. Do whatever you need to do to remove as many distractions as possible. The only things you need are your Bible, something to journal with, and a pen. You might have your notebook with you for Activate as well. You can see the questions that I'm going to read. And my prayer is, as we walk through this, that God would speak to you through His Word and by His Spirit. I'm going to read one of the verses today. There are more, but you can read more of them. But I want to read just the first few verses to you and then kind of prompt you with the questions. And we'll pause and give you some time to answer those questions as we go through it. So there's a few selections from John 10. Here is the first one, John 10, 1 through 5. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Here's some questions for you. How does it feel to know that you are one of God's sheep? and then ask God to help you recognize His voice more clearly as you move forward in your journey. Let me pray for you. God, I pray that you would help us to know your voice and to remove anything that would keep us from hearing from you. In Jesus' name, amen.